A life with the Word of God each and every day is more fulfilling than anything else that we can put in it. So tonight, I'm confident of what God has for us. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. And as you get there, we'll go ahead and start reading this. And it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Tonight, I just want to begin to preach a little while about kind of where we stand each and every day of our life before we ever get to church, before we ever get to the service, before we ever get to the moment. Now, I've heard preached all the time, especially more, I guess, in a Church of God venue, taking on a form of godliness, if you will. And oftentimes we get to that point and we preach on that and how we're losing the power of God and how we'd like to see the power of God restored in churches. And I hear about that all the time. And no doubt in my mind, I want to see the gifts of God restored to the fullness. I want to see people delivered in God's house. But I know that in my life personally, before I can begin to let a gift of God come alive in my heart, there was more to that that read before I can ever get to it. I'm denying the power of God by all the other qualities that we begin to read of. Now, there may be a few of these that I've not got to yet in my life that I've not had to face, but I know at some point in my life I've definitely been a lover of pleasure before I've been a lover of God. I know that I've been without natural affection. If anything, that's one of my qualities that I have to work on all the time. We get so caught up in life each and every day that we look beyond each other's needs. We look beyond each other. But I'm here to tell you the truth tonight. I'm here to talk about what's real. And what's real tonight is that we go throughout the week, oftentimes maybe not even considering if one another's okay. We'll go throughout the week not even remembering one another sometimes before we see each other again, maybe in service. And then if God would move upon us, a concern will be there for a little while. But then the day goes by and then it's gone. And then we're back to ourselves. We're back to our lives. We're back to what's important to us, and nothing else around us matters anymore. And then we go on about life and we wonder where God is. We wonder where the power of God is. We wonder why we cannot stand in the day that we live in. And yet when it comes time for us to stand for God, I deny everything about Him. When He wants me to show love, when He wants me to stand in His Word, when He wants me to love Him more than I do life, when I walk out in life and I love it more and I enjoy it more and I find myself just sitting back gluttonizing in everything to do with life and I put God second, put Him on the back burner, there is no possible way that I could ever have a power of God in my life. I'll have the knowledge of God. I'll have the ability to know what God can do, but I won't have the ability to do what God would lead me to do. Tonight I want to go further than knowing the knowledge of God. I want to do more than deny the power thereof. I want to unlock the power of God in my life. I want to be able to be of help to somebody other than me. My heart goes out to you tonight. I look to each and every one of you and say that I love you because that power of God in me is rising up tonight. I have a greater confidence in the God that I serve. The power of God that's in me, that's beginning to build up in my life, is reminding me that you are just as important to me as I am, that I'm going to love you as myself, as I want to be loved. When you get a place in your life where you love your neighbor as yourself, you'll really unlock the power of God. People want to see services with people, numbers insurmountable that they can't even fill their churches. People want to hear songs that just blow them away. People want to get out there and make a difference. But without anything in our heart to go forward, any love, any drive, any passion, anything to move us to do it, we're stuck. We're in the same spot that we were last week and the week before. And the week before, and the week before that, enemy's got us standing still because he persuaded us at some point that we have no power. He persuaded us at some point to put down the power of God. He persuaded us to take up pleasures of life, that something tasted better than the Spirit of God, that something felt better, some feeling, some emotion. Somebody led me down the wrong way. You can blame it on somebody, but hallelujah, it was your choice tonight. Let me tell you, it was my choice to go down and love pleasure more than I did God. But the best choice I ever made was to take God back up and to walk with Him a little while. I began to realize the power of Him. The power of Him wasn't to make me strong in my body, but it was to give me the ability to endure everything that I'm going to face. I cannot promise you that you will not go out of here and face things that are going to trouble your life. I'm not going to promise you that you will not go out here and feel like that everybody has abandoned you. I'm not going to promise you that you're not going to feel like that your church has left you behind. But if you have, God is your source. If you deny this world that we read about, how many of us are willing to admit that sometimes we love things more than we love God? It's hard for us to admit that. And yet, we'll get to a place where we get so caught up in ourselves that we get on the judging seat and we'll rate services instead of participate in services. Instead of repenting for the things that we've done, we justify every single thing that we do. Instead of coming to God and say, forgive me, Lord. The power of God is for more than endurance. It is far more than that. The Spirit of God is far more. It's when we go out here and we're alone in life that I'm able to go on and walk in God. Instead of feeling like I'm always walking away, that I don't feel like that I'm stuck out there in something. God wants us to be able to go in forward motion. He wants us to keep moving forward. And I've learned as of late that God always hears me, whether I'm in a spirit of praise or if I'm in repentance. God never turns off the receiver. So as long as I'm willing to call out, God's ready to hear me. So if I can remember that, I can begin to build myself up no matter where I am. If I'm in a state of failure, God can begin to bring me to success. If I'm in a place where I feel like I'm all right, then I can begin to build myself up and prepare for what's ahead of me. Enemy wants to pluck us up out one at a time. And slowly but surely, the power of God is, as we say, leaking out of every church that you go to. Doesn't matter where you go. People are going left and right to try to find a church that they know that God's in. Sad. But it's not in a building. And sometimes you'll go and there might be a group of believers that's pushing together right then, and you'll feel captivated for the moment. But over time, they'll go through things too. And they'll be in a downtime, and you'll feel the same thing that you'll feel just at the same place that you're at. So it doesn't matter what church you attend, it's not in where your membership lies. It's in the condition of your heart. I'm trying to have service every day. Hallelujah. Somebody help me preach tonight. I'm having church every day. I'm building myself up every day. Don't tell me I have to wait to get here to feel the power of God. Don't tell me that I've got to wait to preach. I wait 3 or 4 services to feel the power of God and hear the revelation of the Word come into my heart. When God gets me up each and every day, He gives me that fresh manna, the fresh Word, something to lead me on another step. I'm telling you, I don't look at the number in here tonight. I'm seeing the condition that Satan is trying to put us in. And I'm here to tell you that it's in your heart is how you know that you stand before God with boldness and with power. You want to be able to put the enemy to flight. You've got to have power in your heart. You know, when you have power is when you put all these other things aside. Some people try to argue power with how great they dress or how long that they can let people see them go without saying something wrong. Come on now. Or how long that we can go feeling like we walk in righteousness. And don't get me wrong, it's great to be righteous. It's great to show people that you're all about walking in the right. But there's something about the love of God that gives you power beyond anything else in this world. The devil is trying to stamp out and destroy and push us all aside. Discard each and every one of us in here in this room. Tries to make us forget the value of church. I'm not losing the value of church. Because even if I didn't make it tonight, even if the snow would have snowed me in, you can still feel the presence of God. We often associate a service with an opportunity to call out on God, but this is just an opportunity to assemble together. You can call out on God each and every day. You can get down and have power in your heart. Amen. I wish somebody would have showed me. I wish somebody would have told me. I wish somebody would have led me. I wish somebody would have gave me a word to help me in my time of trouble. Well, look no further tonight. I don't know what we wait on when we get in a time of trouble. When God's looking right in front of you, speaking a word in front of you, trying to tell you that power is in your heart. Amen. God's trying to put something in your spirit right now. And the enemy's trying everything he can to try to throw this word out tonight. But there's something about the condition of your heart. Why is that significant? Well, when we get cast down about life and get discouraged, we're not exactly motivated to get in God's house and jump up and praise the Lord. We're not motivated to get over and help build on a church, are we? Let's keep reading tonight. I'm excited. Romans 12. And as you get there, I'll read. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Say living. Oh, come on. Living. Living. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let's wait right there for a minute. When I am to think soberly, I am to think what? Cleanly, without any blemish in my life. Not to think harshly on somebody. Not to get into a situation and try to think a way out in a way that would bring vengeance upon someone, but to be sober, to be clean. My actions be clean before God. In my heart, to be clean. In my every word, I share in love, to be clean. In the small things, begin to build up in power. It doesn't take having to be evangelizing all over the nation to have great power. Hallelujah. But it's just in keeping clean with God and watching your every action before Him. And it's not a hard thing. It's just using common sense to know what is right and what is just before God. I knew when I felt God's Spirit that it was time to put drugs away. Nobody had to tell me. When the Spirit of God revealed it unto my heart, I knew that there was something that was keeping me from being sober. And in my heart, I knew I had to lay it down. And as soon as in faith I believed it, God delivered me. Amen. Amen. And when God begins to move upon you for change in your life, we have to accept what God would speak in our heart. And if God's called you out to do something greater, we just got to accept it and go on. Otherwise, we're not being sober before God. We're holding back on Him. We're not presenting to Him something living. I don't know how else to say this tonight, but oftentimes we come in dead. Sometimes I feel like we're dragging each other in here on cots. I don't know what else to say tonight, but I want us to come in living. I want us to come in breathing. I want us to come in alive in the power of God. I want God's Spirit to breathe in new life in your life. I want you to come in not discouraged from everything that happened all week. The power of God will give you the ability to not only overcome everything that happened in the week, but it'll give you the power to stand and be of help to somebody else. And it says, I beseech you, brethren, that you be able to help somebody. Love one another. Show charity. We have many members in one body. And all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body. And all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body. One body in Christ, and every one members of another. Having the gifts differing according to the grace that is given in us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love. And honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing in instant prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Given to the hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. We all are assembled as one body. When we're not acting as a body, we're hurting one another more than we're helping. And when we come in with some dead limbs, we can't even not only function at all. We can't walk. We can't lift up one another. We can't help each other. We can't get up and move as God has wanted us to move. Now, when we come and present something, we got to present something sincerely. So when it comes down to it, it's really not that hard to be a part of the body. Just to move and give what God would give you. Because we're not all the same members having the same office. There's going to be people that's going to preach. There's going to be people that's going to be singers. There's going to be people that's going to work in the altar service. There's going to be people that teach. There's going to be people that take up offering. There's going to be people that do all kinds of different things according to what God has called them to do. But if God can move upon you to do that, and we can push the enemy back long enough, you'll begin to unlock strength in your life. I can't stress that enough of how that our minds get so caught up in the world that I cannot see the needs of my brother. Get so caught up in everything. I cannot see the needs of my brethren. But in prayer, what's the first thing that usually happens? Every part of you goes away, and God begins to put upon you the needs of somebody else every time. And yet when I come into church, it's almost as if we have to fight the same battle just to get into the presence of God. And God wants us to be able to present something that's alive. So I know, and I'm grown up enough to admit, to know when I'm alive and when I'm dead. I can definitely tell the difference between a live animal and a dead one. If I came up across a live skunk or a dead skunk, I'd tell you which one I'd run from. The enemy's on my trail. And if I don't have the power of God, I definitely know I'm going to fall. I definitely know it's not going to be easy. And if anything, I'm going to fail quick. But you know what God wants us to begin to do? Not take on what we know just of His Word, just by knowledge, but to be actually begin to apply it. There was people all through the courses of time that you can read about that had no knowledge of the Bible. They never had it open to them. You can read about people in third world countries that's never had the Bible given to them. But by the charity and the love that people had done unto them, they could feel the presence of God. They were saved by the witness of the love of somebody else. And for that, I think, Lord, where would I be without the love of somebody else? And I hope that tonight that we remember that we're not powerful by how many things that we do in life. We're not made, built up mighty by all the works that we do, but we're made mighty by how we walk before God, by how we keep our heart before Him, and by how we fear God. Showing the fear of the Lord is showing the love of God. When I get up in the morning, there's just things I know in my heart that if I just did that, I just feel just a feeling like, Jared, you know better. You know you can't do that. There's just a fear of God in my heart. The closer that you get to God, you just know not to be provoked into those things. The more we draw close to God, there's nothing that we cannot conquer. There's going to be things you have to conquer. But the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what's the bottom line tonight? What is God trying to tell us tonight? I, for one, am not going to walk around without any power. I, for one, am going to stand and believe Him at His Word. I'm going to love you even if you don't love me back. If you persecute me, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to keep pushing out and loving God and pushing out and reaching out to each and every one that comes in these doors. God has put on my heart as of late a greater burden to see growth here. And God is going to begin to move in a greater way. And with all my heart, I believe that. But He's expecting more from me personally, for me to do things more in a greater way. He's expecting all of us to step up as a church to be able to do more in a greater way. And the only way that you succeed in things like that is with a greater love of God. Amen. The only way that we're going to see the captive set free. It's with the greater love of God. I'm not going to get anybody in here with the exception of the love of God. Demons tremble in the name of Jesus. No other name. When people are in captivity, they don't care about anything that you have to say. But when you begin to pray, power of God can work in their life. There's so much that needs to be done. Are you magnified? Are you glorified? Are you first? Am I thinking cleanly? Am I thinking clearly? God, am I praying enough? Am I reading Your Word enough? Am I doing what I should be doing? God, am I repenting for all the things that I should be? If you cover all these bases in your life, you will begin to know the power of God. Not just by knowing what is called godliness, or not what we would know in the Word as godliness, but you'll know it in your heart. You'll rise with something greater. And you can begin to believe God with a stronger faith because it'll build up in your life. You won't be afraid or ashamed. You'll be able to stand up boldly before anyone and say, I know that God is going to move for you. Devil's got us so afraid to be able to say anything. Got us even to the point where we're like, well, maybe we'll go to church. Maybe we won't go to church. Who cares? It doesn't matter. We can call like it is or not. Bottom line is this. God is wanting to move for so many people that's in need. And God's looking for somebody to be that one that'll love them. Looking for some people that'll hold that power and not let it go. I've seen so many have a great power in their life and fall away because the pleasures of life was greater than the pleasure for God. And I'm hoping and praying that we just get a hold of it and not let go because there's so many that need us to hang in there. My heart's broken. I'm concerned for all those that we're praying for. If you tell me to pray for them, I'm praying for them. I'm concerned. I'm not just throwing it away. I'm putting it in and putting it out there before God. God is putting something in my heart that's more than what I ever thought would ever be there before. I can't express to you, but I can't. It just seems like I can't stop. There's something that God wants you to know, that there's power in serving Him. There's power in walking before Him every day and knowing at the end of the day that you did everything just and fair before Him. There's something about not giving up. There's something about walking and trusting God. There's something about not giving in to the voice of the enemy. There's something about not giving in to temptation. I'm telling you tonight, I could have gave in a long time ago when I first started preaching. I too was like a lot that tried to get in and tried to start preaching. I've seen a lot of preachers start out well, get out there, take off running, slow down and get tired. But the only thing that keeps you constant is a continual established trust and relationship with God and putting yourself beneath Him and holding on and going on. I'm not going to say it was easy to always hang in there. God has always made a way. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 says, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all your diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. To prove it. It's one thing for you to say that you love me. And it's oftentimes that we'll hear people that they'll come in. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you, God. But God will prove it by what you go through in your life. He'll see the sincerity in your life on how long much you hang on. He'll see it. He'll know it. He'll know at the end of the day where you are. And there's been times I'm like, Lord, I know you see. And help me to get closer. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that through His poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want. If you be willing and step out on what God puts in your life, that power, that word, it might be just a small word, a testimony, just something, a song, a hand, a move, anything. But if you be willing to do that with a willing mind, it's there to generate, as it says, an equality. It's there to make sure that everybody's needs are met. Your testimony is there to make sure that I'm lifted up in a time of need so that when I'm ready to be anointed to lift someone else up, that they're moved. And so when they are ready to get up and move, that somebody else is blessed. The presence of God is there so that when we assemble, we're able to equalize when each of us are down. But if we're all down all the time, it's hard to lift each other up when everybody's down. When everybody's down all the time, there's no lifting up. There's no able to be encouraged. And it's hard to really get into an anointing that you feel like that God's there. I know. There's been plenty of churches we went to sing, and I'm thinking, Lord, are they here? God, did they show up? But the thing is that they're there, and they know God. They know of God, but the power of God has grown weak. And it's not to say that it can't be greater, but it's how we live closely to Him all the time. It's how we're willing to step out and do more. The more I step out and praise the Lord and not be ashamed, the more he's going to be able to anoint me to do that. And then I'll do not only that, but more in addition to that. I remember I started out with just a song. I started out just singing harmony a long time ago. And the more I became willing to do, I started singing my own songs. And then I remember coming here and I started out with one song and they'd get me to sing that one song all the time. Just one song. And then the more that I began to trust God, God began to give me more. And I can't always say that I wasn't nervous or that it wasn't hard or that I didn't have anxiety about what was going to come or more of it and be like, Lord, I don't know if I can handle this, God. It's just too much for me. It's a hard road to go down. Lord, I've seen so many get persecuted for this. But God has made a way for it. He's provided for it. And I've been blessed for it. Though it be hard sometimes, I've been blessed. So if we just be willing when we leave here to be more than just somebody that goes to church, but to walk out of here and be an ambassador of Christ, to love people as they need to be loved, not as how we want to love them. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. I know as God has put it on my heart tonight that there's needs in here even now. And God is really wanting to touch right now. And I'm not going to put anybody on the spot because I want this to be your choice and your decision. But God has anointed this time for you. And God has left me to continue here for a few moments so that he can touch your life. He has brought this word forth to you tonight so that you can remember and know the power of God. In church, I know that sometimes it sounds like we're spinning a broken record, but I'm just going to tell it like I feel it. If we get in there and start doing it, then it won't feel like a broken record. It won't sound like something that's nagging at us. I won't get up every day and think, Lord, I need to be closer. I'll get up thinking, Lord, I know I'm drawing closer. Hallelujah. I feel like that God is ready to move. If you mean business, just come on. God is here for you.